This is Akashvani, the news read by Ling Biahui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the first episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge for the third consecutive time. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of former Rajya Sabha MP D. Srinivas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he will be remembered for his long years in public service and efforts to empower the poor. The Prime Minister said that his thoughts are with his family and supporters in this hour of grief. Secretary, Ministry of Labour and Employment, Sumita Davra, chaired a review meeting on the achievements under the Labour Welfare Scheme for Biri, Sini and non-coal mine workers. The scheme is implemented through 18 Labour Welfare Organisation LWO regions headed by welfare commissioners under the administrative control of the Director General of Labour Welfare. The meeting reviewed the significant achievements of the Labour Welfare Scheme, focusing on the various benefits provided to these workers and their families. The Labour Secretary commended the achievements under the Labour Welfare Scheme and emphasised the need for continuous efforts to enhance the welfare of these workers. She urged the officials to work collaboratively to ensure effective implementation and to explore new initiatives for expanding social security and improving ease of living and business. The annual pilgrimage of Sri Amarnath Ji, which began today, is running smoothly in Jammu and Kashmir. Pilgrims from various parts of the country are reaching in the city of temples in Jammu for their onward journey for the pilgrimage. In Bihar, the CBI today brought three arrested accused in alleged NEET UG entrance exam question paper leak case to Patna for further investigation. The three accused arrested yesterday from Jharkhand in this case were taken to a hospital in Patna this afternoon for medical test. After getting remand from designated CBI court, the agency has brought them to Patna for interrogation. It is notable that after taking over the investigation of the case from the Economic Offence Unit of Bihar Police, the CBI has made five arrests from Bihar and Jharkhand so far. In Ladakh, the rescue operation for the mishap involving a T-72 tank near line of actual control on Indo-China border during warfare exercise concluded today. Army spokesperson at Leh said bodies of all the five soldiers who were killed last night have been recovered. The mishap occurred at the time of an exercise of tank warfare going on in the Dolatbeg Oldi area near the line of actual control LAC, during which the Shok River, through which the tanks were passing, suddenly got flooded. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief over the incident. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will be on an official visit to Qatar tomorrow. External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that during the visit, he will meet Qatar's Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman. His visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural and people-to-people, as well as the regional and international issues of mutual interest. The ministry added that India and Qatar share historic and friendly relations, which are marked by regular exchange of high-level visits. In cricket, men's T20 World Cup final match between India and South Africa is underway at Kensington Oval, Bridgetown, Barbados. Chasing a target of 177 runs, South Africa were 155 for 5 in 17 overs when report last came in. Earlier choosing to bat first, India scored 176 runs for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.